Why do these things always come to plague us? A fatuous thought for a man about to fight a war. But the war had not even begun, and already Stenwald had seen too many people hurt. And hurt on his business, too. The knot of horror he had felt when they had brought Sperra out had not gone away. And now this. The chaos this time. Oh, poor Che. My poor Che. To have come home to this. And not just Che. I am so very sorry, Stenwald said softly. He tried to put a hand on Tynesa's shoulder, but she flinched away from it and would not let him. It isn't me you should be sorry for, she said. He had never seen his ward like this. Tynesa had gone through life without fear. The face and grace of her spider mother, the lethal skills of her mantis father, and a collegium citizen's implacable self-confidence. Now she was standing at the door of the college infirmary, afraid to go in, yet unwilling to leave. The beds were not short of patients still recovering from injuries sustained in the Vecan siege. On one bed lay a chaos, his eyes closed, grey skin gone so pale it was almost white. He had yet to wake up, yet to speak. The college physicians would not commit themselves on whether he ever would. By his bed sat Che, holding the ailing Mothkinden's hand. The sight of her clearly tore into Tynesa with a raw pain, yet she could not take her eyes away. Her sword had put a chaos where he was. Though Stenwald had not needed her father's protestations of magic to know that she could not have meant the man any harm. That itself was a tragedy, but Stenwald knew that it was the injury to Tynesa's foster sister that cut deepest. The grief inflicted on Che, that marvel of innocence and foolishness, who would never again be quite the same. Tynesa shuddered, and Stenwald as much as saw her think, I have now severed her from me for always. This war is not finished with its casualties, Stenwald murmured. He was thinking about Sperra again, his thoughts returning and returning to the moment when the Sarnesh soldiers had brought out the little Flykinden's tortured form. Sperra, who was walking now, even flying a little, but who would never forget what had been done to her. And by our allies, we do not even need the wasps to maim us when we can harm ourselves,